And this is Mike Osborne in the WMOT newsroom. A longtime automotive analyst says that one of Tennessee's largest employers appears poised for solid future growth in spite of current challenges. Janet Lewis at the Tokyo offices of Macquarie Capital Securities notes that Nissan Motor suffered a 14% drop in profits last quarter, due mostly to sales decline in the U.S. and Europe. But Lewis says the falloff can be attributed largely to the fact that Nissan is trying to wean customers off of generous sales incentives. Lewis notes Nissan faces several other challenges as well. Materials costs are rising, customers are buying fewer sedans, and the company's supply chain faces major disruptions if President Trump kills the North American Free Trade Pact.
Because at the end of the day, Nissan is primarily supplying sales to the American market through production in Mexico and the United States.
Lewis says Nissan is also challenged by rapid advances in automotive technology. She notes, however, that the company is making careful, steady progress toward the goal of self-driving vehicles. In the area of all-electric vehicles, Lewis says Nissan has a real winner in the Leaf built here at its Smyrna plant,
which has been the best-selling electric vehicle to date, and they have a plan to expand their range of products in the coming years.
Lewis says Nissan does plan to increase production of light trucks and SUVs, largely to meet customer demand in the U.S. However, she says the company will not abandon any of its trademark sedans, as some American automakers say they plan to do. Mike Osborne, WMOT News.